Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. The Thursday Night Throwdown has begun. We got a full house here this evening, but not so full that we don't have time to rage. Mike Blewett's going to step up, and then a lot of stuff to break down with Sports Grids. Mike Blewett, Teddy Covers joins us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Our Windy City Sports Report, JN Reports. Big Card Julio steps up and in from the Windy City. So we've got a lot of stuff to unpack. NFL football, college football, Major League Baseball. Let's start off in the National Football League. The Cincinnati Bengals win, but the Jaguars cover. The game stayed under the number, but once again, there were 45s out there earlier in the week. So it all depends on when and where you bet it. But nevertheless, 24-21 final score tonight. Jacksonville were up 14-0. They could have made it 17-0. They decided to go for it instead late in the first half. They got stuffed, went into the half 14-0, and then the Bengals took control of this football game, outscored Jacksonville 24-7 in the second half. And, you know, the primetime games have been getting there, but it did close at 46.5. So Cincinnati wins, Jacksonville covers. The Virginia Cavaliers covered, and the Virginia Cavaliers actually won the football game. And, you know, I think it's I think me watching the end of that game tonight just sort of showcases how I actually do have a heart. I've got a heart because I had money on the Virginia Cavaliers, and, you know, +3.5. I didn't even have a good number. So I had the Cavaliers at +3.5, and Miami were down 30-28. So if they would have scored the touchdown late, they would have covered the number. But they played for the field goal late, and the kid popped it off the upright because, shocking, I know it's shocking and crazy that a field goal kicker missed a kick, and especially when it goes to a Florida school. Man, I got to tell you, I've been watching college football since the 70s, and my entire life, man, Florida State, Florida, Miami, like, they've been tormented by missed kicks, all right? So I knew the kid was going to miss. I knew the kid was going to miss. Like, it was one of those deals. I was like, oh, boy, yeah, this kid's about to miss. Like, he's going to miss. And you can actually hear it. It was like an explosion. Poof. And it went off the upright. Clank. It was loud as hell, like, off the upright, too, like, for whatever reason, you know, in the stadium. And Miami loses. And I actually, like, briefly felt bad for the kid, and I briefly felt bad for Manny Diaz, and I briefly felt bad for all the Miami Hurricane kids. And then I remember, what the hell are you feeling bad about? You just won your bet. I won my Virginia bet, but even more so, we won the Virginia Cavaliers bet this evening, but the Miami Hurricane season win total bet. Put another nickel on the board. Miami Hurricanes under 9.5. It's already won. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's do this thing. It's the Thursday night to throw it out. Teddy Covers going to step up and in straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got Mike Blewett, Long Island, New York. We got the Windy City Sports Report tonight with Big Card Julio steps up and in. And, of course, he is Big Card Julio for a reason, so I look forward to his portfolio. Cincinnati wins tonight 24-21, but the Jacksonville Jags did cover the number. If anything, Urban Meyer didn't get his first win in the NFL, but he got his first cover tonight. Bengals come back, win the game. Teasers hit to the over. The game squeezes just under the number, although there were 45s way earlier in the week. And these numbers move, and these numbers are sharp. So there's a reason why the so-called sharps pull the trigger earlier in the week. So Major League Baseball chaos. New York Yankees have all but pretty much wrapped up a playoff spot. Not yet, but They're in a hell of a lot better spot than the Toronto Blue Jays are in right now. So listen, the American League, this wild card stuff and everything that's going on, it's absolute insanity. It's chaos. It's chaos. I expect there to be at least one tiebreaker. All right? I expect there to be a play-in game, tiebreaker game, whatever the hell you want to call it. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's actually multiple play-in games. I just don't see how all these teams are that close to each other right now going into the final weekend, and that, you know, chances are that, like, you know, at least two of them are going to end up tied. At least two of them. So as it is right now, and this is pretty cool, although it sucks. You might not like the sound of this if you're a Toronto Blue Jay fan. But as it is right now, there would be a tiebreaker game on Monday. And it would be the Seattle Mariners at the Boston Red Sox. Seattle would go to Boston and play on Monday, and then the winner of that game would go to New York and play against the Yankees on Tuesday. And then the winner of that game would play the Rays. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of steps to get to just to get to the Rays. You see, you know what I mean? That's like as it is right now. That's as it is right now. So as it is right now, Seattle would play Boston, and then the winner would get...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At the Yankees, and a winner of that game would then get the opportunity to play the Tampa Bay Rays in the playoffs. The Dodgers are up 5-3. San Francisco, we're losing, but yeah, you know, they came back. It's 4-4. Lose! Will you just lose already? This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Halfback passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Halfback passes to center, back to wing, back to center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. It's the Thursday night throwdown. We got a full house. Mike Bluett will join us a little bit later from New York. We've got, we're spreading it around, actually. We've got Midwest, East Coast. No East Coast biased here. We've got Teddy Covers, Las Vegas, Nevada. Julio Rosario will join us from the Windy City, Chicago, our Windy City Sports Report. And we got Mike Bluett, Long Island, New York. What are we missing? Nothing. And, you know, the show's already enough as it is with the one and only Teddy Covers. Teddy! How you doing, Teddy?
Morenci, what's a good word tonight, my friend?
Yeah, we're doing all right, Teddy. We're doing all right. Thanks thanks for joining us. And you know what? I guess, actually, I'm in a pretty good mood tonight. I don't think, considering. It's another day at the office. But I dipped my beak into the futures market more so this year than I normally do, Teddy. And I put bigger units on it. And we took Ohio State under 11.5. Boom, winner already. When the Ducks won, we cashed that ticket. And my biggest one, and I gave it on the TV show, was the Miami Hurricanes under 9.5. I got to tell you, I didn't think I would win it in week 5, but I'll take it. So, and I was on the Virginia Cavaliers plus the points tonight. As bad as Virginia's defense is, I was like, you know what? It's a rivalry game. They can beat Miami. And I said earlier, I actually felt bad for Miami, like watching that kid brick that kick. Like, I was like, Swear to God, Teddy, like the state of Florida has been missing field goals for 40, 50 years, haven't they?
And I swear, as soon as they started, as soon as they did that play to the middle, as soon as they're burning clock,
yeah,
running the play to the middle of the field, I'm like, I know how this, I've seen this yeah. before.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't sure how it was going to miss, but...
Yeah, block, a, miss, a wide right, off the upright. Yeah. You're right. How was he going to miss?
That's the type of thing that's been happening.
Shouldn't they have played to punch it in? Like, and listen, I had Virginia plus stakes. Exactly. Like, you could have. Just ram it down their damn throat and end the game, right?
You can't trust college kickers, period. Okay. And college coaches know they can't trust their own kickers, and yet Manny Diaz still played it that way. I would continue playing aggressively on offense until the ball's in the end zone. You know, the concept of, let's get it close and settle for three, that works in the NFL. You know, work for the Bengals. Because NFL kickers make those kicks. College kickers, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
For the most part, I was pretty upset at that loser kicker on the Bengals. You could argue maybe he cost the total tonight, missing that 43-yarder. What'd you think about the NFL game? All things considering, Teddy, I did all right with it. I attack the props and this and that, and, you know, I play teasers, and you know what I mean? So when it was all said and done, it was I got out alive, and I made money on the football game. So we move forward. But I'm happy about the college game. Like, I'm just happy. Like, hey, Virginia covered, and we won the season total. But what'd you think of the NFL game?
So let me start with this: is that any times you're cashing season win bets in September?
Yeah, you can't complain.
You did something right. Nice call, Ohio State under. Nice call, Miami, Florida under. And I'm with you on, I love the season win props. That's where significant portions of my bankroll go every year, because it's a positive expectation wager.
So, good way of putting it.
It really is. You say, I can't tie up my money that long. Well, I can if it's going to win.
It's less random than one game. That's what I'm saying, right?
Course it is.
Exactly,
people are thrilled to get a 10% return on investment over a course of a year when they invest in the stock market. But in sports, if you don't double your bankroll every day, people start freaking out. They're like,
That's why they're all broke. That's why they're all broke. Exactly right. So it's like, I just gave you a 46% return in 3.5 weeks. And we work for Lehman Brothers, Teddy. We're getting raises and promotions.
Oh, hell yeah, you are. To get back to the game tonight. So I had a small bet on the under and a small bet on Burrow under 32.5 pass attempts. And I don't think I was right on either one, but I cashed them both.
That's interesting.
Burrow got the 32 by the hook. By the hook.
Wow. There you go. Got to be good to be lucky. Lucky to be good. So let me ask you, Teddy. Game starts off. You're thinking, oh, God, what the hell? Of course, 5 straight passes to start the game, right?
Oh, I was dead. I was dead in the first quarter.
I just thought, what the hell are you guys doing to me?
I mean, Burrow hadn't gone to 32 yet this year. You know? And I'm thinking, and the whole concept of the game is, Cincinnati's going to be playing from ahead. They're going to run the football.
Sir.
They're going to burn block.
Joe Mixon, I said it on GTD. Joe Mixon has the second most touches in the NFL so far this year.
Yeah, it was a Mixon game in theory. Except for that, all of a sudden the Bengals are down 2 touchdowns, and now they got to chuck the football around all over the place. And then they're at 31, and I think they're just going to run the football the rest of the way. And then of course you get the holding penalty, and now it's 1st and 20, and you got to chuck it again. But luckily, that turned into a big play, and that was the last pass they threw, and I got there by a hook. But it certainly wasn't a right side, and I literally wrote that bet off at the end of the first quarter. So it's nice to cash one
off
that you don't think you're going to get. But again, I mean, it wasn't a big bet for me. It was, pizza money, a little bit of action on the game.
So listen, I bet on Joe Burrow. I had a few Burrow props. So Burrow tonight, Teddy, 2 touchdown passes. That's 4 games. It's 4 times he's gone over the 1.5. I had to lay -170 to do it, but let's say it was a high expectation wager. So he got there, and the attempts are down, but he's throwing touchdown passes. And this is something that I caught on to, Teddy, and I won with this. I wish I would have went bigger, but the problem with this bet, Teddy, is you're sweating it out every damn snap. Is when you take an under quarterback rushing prop and it's not that high, right? And it's 9.5. So, like, every time, it's like every play you could lose, like every snap you could lose the play. So, Joe Burrow, though, tonight, 3 carries, 4 yards. Guy's coming off of surgery. Dude, he hasn't gone over his rushing prop once yet. No one talks about this, so it's a secret for everyone tuning in right now. And you're welcome to a dude in our chat that says he crushed it tonight. I was talking about it earlier. I hit this with Dak the other night. Dak coming off of surgery, Teddy. Dak does not want to run the ball, bro. Like, he doesn't want to. Like, he'll throw it away. Like, he's not running. And it's pretty clear. Burrow, you saw Teddy. Burrow was pretty legsy, man, at LSU. He had no fear taking off and running. Last year as a rookie, he would take off for a first down. Dude, look at his attempts now. 3 for 4. He's not. They don't design any runs for these guys. I'm going to be betting this under against that Carolina. Dak Prescott under rushing yards on Sunday. And keep your eye on this, guys, with Burrow. And Teddy brought it up. They paid Mixon money, so he's the one that gets hit. They don't want Burrow getting killed. They don't want him running the ball. And it's just one of those little props, Teddy. So tonight, it was 9.5 yards, 3 carries, 4 yards for Burrow. And I'm telling you, it'll be the same thing for Dak Prescott on Sunday.
It'll be 9.5 yards, you think?
No, I think he'll probably be 11.5, 12.5, but I'm saying it'll be the same thing. It'll win, and Dak won't run.
No argument here, man. I surely wouldn't talk you out of it. I'm not expecting... You know, that seeing that game line 51.5, 52 is the total, man. That's not a Panthers total. You know what I mean? I know it's a Cowboys total, but it's not a Panthers total. And Dallas has been better defensively the last couple of
weeks. Yeah.
Well, noticeably better defensively the last couple of weeks. So I'm with you on I'm hoping for a lack of big plays in that game. Let's put it that way. Certainly not with Dak.
You know, it's good. You know what, dude, FanDuel right now? 52.5. You got to get FanDuel on your screen. FanDuel. Got to get FanDuel in Nevada.
That's what I'll get it on my screen.
I know. Exactly.
I'll be looking at FanDuel all the time if they get it. You know, it's just like, what are they waiting for? You know? Yeah, buy something. Get out here.
I know. Pay the senator that you got to pay and do it. Like, whatever. Like.
Although, I'm just looking at Dak right now. Dak did have 13 yards rushing in the opener against Tampa.
Yes.
13.
Yes.
Last week,
okay, what did he do since?
For 6 yards. Yeah. Long of 5.
Yeah, yeah.
No attempts at all against the Chargers week 2.
Exactly. You see, so, all right, and they were playing from behind, sort of out of necessity week 1. They don't want them running. Like, they're not, you know, I'm telling you, something to keep your eyes on, guys. Maybe eventually they start to get healthier and they feel more comfortable, but I don't think they care. I don't think they want him. More with Teddy on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the Snorting Swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Oh, yeah, a lot of energy in the air here tonight. The Rageaholics, everyone's buzzing. I think a lot of people want money tonight. Everyone's already throwing money down. Someone in our chat tells us, Teddy, Dak Prescott, the prop is under 14.5. What I don't like about it, dude, is you just put a lock emoji next to it. Oh. Don't. 14.5. Huh? Okay, that's a good number. Go under the number, 14.5. And you know what? I'm like, I'm winning so much. I got more to boast about, Teddy. I hit the Atlanta Braves tonight, plus 340 to win a division. Took the Phillies, though. So it was like, you know, it's like 6 weeks ago, whatever, when the Mets were still up, but they were up by 2.5. And you know the Mets as well as I do. And I was like, dude, they're the Mets. Like, this thing's going to implode. You think they're going wire to wire? As if, right? So I took the Phillies, and then I sort of thought, like, a couple hours later to myself, I was like, dude, the Phillies are a mess, too. Just take the Phillies and the Braves because the Nationals ain't winning. And here we are. We cash a ticket. I'll take it. Plus 340 or 390, whatever the hell it was.
And again, that's not one that you had to make at the beginning of the season. You know, that's when you were able to make, what did you make that, August or September?
Yeah, I made it probably like the first week of August type thing.
Exactly.
Late July, you know what I mean?
So it's not one of those deals where you're sitting there, oh, I got to wait 8 months for this. I got to wait 6 months for this. No, you know.
That's what I like about college football, Teddy, futures. It's only a three-month season.
Yeah, it's short. So, I mean, college football season's almost half over, dude. You know, it's at least a third over for everybody.
Yeah. The games come up. Before we get into those games, I'll just sort of go rapid fire and throw games at you. This baseball stuff's off the hook, Teddy. You've been betting it. You're concentrating on football. You've been riding the wave. What have you been doing baseball this week?
I'm sending Christmas cards to the Seattle Mariners, dude, every day.
Oh, yeah. Man, what a team, huh?
Well, I didn't ride St. Louis.
15-4 against the A's, Teddy. They just kept winning every day.
I know. So it was like stealing, dude. They were dogs. They were dogs again and again. It was like the St. Louis. I mean, when you talk about the baseball betting marketplace in September, you know, to see basically everything, every streak getting completely ignored. ignored. You know, to see the prices for St. Louis, as long as they were, and they were, you know, $2 dogs to Milwaukee with Woodruff, who has nothing left in the tank.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the markets, the attention to detail in the MLB betting markets is not what it is, you know, in July and August by the time September rolls around. I'll just put it that way. You know, when you see a team like Seattle again and again offer, you know, again, they were dogs in L.A. against the Angels. The Mariners made me a lot of money the last couple of weeks. The Yankees have made me money the last couple of weeks. So there have been some pretty good teams for me. But I mean, I'm not going nuts on the baseball board every day. But there have been a handful of teams I've been paying attention to and cashing tickets with. So as long as I keep cashing tickets with, I'll keep paying attention to them.
Remember the guy I told the story the other night, Teddy? Remember the guy, the barista guy that won the Super Contest, worked at Starbucks? And I remember they did the old interview after. What was your strategy? And he said, I bet on good teams and I bet against bad teams. And it's kind of whatever, but I've been just sort of parlaying the Dodgers and the Giants on a nightly basis, Teddy. I'm like, well, if they both win every night, like, what are we doing here? Like, why don't we just sort of tag them together every night? I've been riding Seattle as well. Seattle are -172 overnight right now. That's what I see at FanDuel. 72, Gonzalez versus Suarez. Angels go in there +144. I guess, is this out of your price territory now with the M's? You're going to back off because... What do you think of the M's? Throw out the betting. Do you think they sweep them? They take two or three? What do you think they do this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I never think about it that way. You know,
well, are they going to
sweep them or are they going to take two or three? No, they're thinking about winning tomorrow night. And I'm probably not going to get to the window with Seattle in that price range. You know, that being said, if I'm playing the game, I'm only taking the Mariners. Why would you bet it any other way?
I hear what you're saying. You don't care about this and that and this scenario, but the scenarios do matter. Like, the scenarios do matter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, teams need this or they don't. Like, it's all been laid out. They don't have room for error. Like, they lose two or three, their season's over. Right? So it doesn't mean they're a good team to bet. I'll look at Boston tonight. I took Baltimore tonight, Teddy, thinking that tonight there was a night they could stumble. And I didn't have the balls to do it, bro. But I thought Bumgarner would go back for one last hurrah and try to screw the Giants over and win tonight.
So I had it. First five.
You did? Good job.
Well, yeah, I didn't trust. I'm not going to ask a team that won 20 games on the road this year to beat the best team in baseball, the team with the best record in baseball. But I'm like, first five is a push. I didn't
think also San Francisco came back. All right, they got
twice. They came back and tied it at three, and they came back and tied it at four.
Yeah, it was the fifth.
Arizona couldn't get the runner in from third base, and you know, so it's a push. And I spent literally. I mean, you know, you're not a debater. You're a guy that bets. I'm a guy that'll sit there sometimes and debate. I'm like, do I want first five or do I want first five plus a half run? Right.
So you tortured yourself with that?
I tortured myself, and I'm like, the only reason I want the half run is if the game's tied, and I think that they're, you know, it's not worth giving up 45 or 50 cents just in case the game's tied. And of course, there it is, the game's tied. So it cost me to turn a winner into a push based on my poor decision on that one, which pisses me off.
I'm really hoping San Francisco can lose tonight. It's 7-3 Dodgers right now. The Dodgers are two back. They're not going to win the division if they're two back with three to go. They have a puncher's chance to tie this thing. And can you imagine if the Dodgers and Giants have to play a play-in game, a tie game? Like, it's unbelievable. Like, all this stuff, like, And as it is now, Teddy, and I threw it out there, so if the playoffs started today, Seattle would go to Boston on Monday in a play-in game, and then the winner would go to New York on Tuesday and play the Yankees, and then they would go to Tampa on Wednesday type thing. Like, there's already chaos. I'm expecting there to be more chaos. There'll be, like, I think there could be multiple teams tied on Monday.
So there was a scenario that I was reading earlier today in which the Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners, and Blue Jays all tied.
Oh, boy.
And that amazing. Would be like a mess and a half. It was like, all right, well, then playoffs that we're going to start on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah, man. It'll take all week if that happens. It really will, because it'll be like, I can't even imagine figuring out, all right, so Club D finish here, they got to go here, and then they're going to play them. And then, hey, it'll be awesome for the better and the fan, though, Teddy.
I mean, the three-way scenario is still very live with the Red Sox, Mariners, and
Mariners yes.
behind. That's absolutely possible, which would create for chaos because it's not two teams for one spot, it's three teams for one spot. And I was reading like tiebreakers, and I got lost in the tiebreakers on that one.
Oh, I got a headache trying to explain it, Teddy. Yeah. It gets to the point where teams start to get to pick who they play and stuff. Like,
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, if it comes to fruition, I'll figure this out. Otherwise,
I'm with you on that. This time, I'm with you. Normally, I'm more into the sports story of it. That time, I was like, I'll worry about that on Monday if I have to. I'm not going to get nobody got in all that stuff about, like, sort of like the NBA play-in tournament, Teddy. The gist of it I got, you basically can say, listen, we'll play one game at home and win, or we'll play two games against someone else. You get two cracks at it. And I don't know, it got sort of complicated and stuff. Like, it's never happened before. This has never happened. Like, so I don't know. They're making this crap up as we go along. But it's a lot of fun. Let's go, Arizona Diamondbacks. Beat these guys. Come on. Let's get us going, Teddy.
But you were saying a minute ago, and I lost my... You were asking me about something.
Mariners?
But the Mariners, the Giants, it was something I was just about to go, and I lost it, so I apologize. Go back to where...
Come on.
Never mind. Now,
you picked me on this now. Like, now it bothers me.
Yeah, I know it bothers me, too.
So what the hell were we just saying? What the hell were we talking about?
Baseball. The tiebreaker scenarios.
Yeah, tiebreakers. Five-way tiebreakers. Seattle, Boston, New York.
So... It's so funny because for me, the National League, the Dodgers are coming out of the National League. All right, nobody's better than the Dodgers.
Atlanta, you're not concerned. Milwaukee's not. They'll beat St. Louis in that wild card game if they have to.
St. Louis doesn't get out of the wild card game, dude. St. Louis does not get out of the wild card game. End of argument. Done. I don't care if they play the Giants or the Dodgers; they're not going to win that game. They're not the better team.
No argument for me. I'm a Dodger fan. I like keep preaching. Yeah.
But in the NL, I mean, it's like. I don't think there's a team that can beat the Dodgers in a 7-game series. You know, I mean, very quietly, they've gone 40-13 in the last 53 games.
I know.
Real quiet. No one paying attention to the Dodgers. But the American League, man, it is
that's wide open.
My whole thought process for the postseason is I want plus prices because everybody's live.
Is that just sort of going to be a thing like games and series? Yeah, give me the plus. Just give me the plus.
Games more than series is. I mean, Tampa's the team to beat. And I'm not convinced the markets are going to respect Tampa in the postseason. They certainly didn't last year.
No, I agree. What's your early impression? Because we know the White Sox and Astros will play each other. What do you think of that?
Pick them. Close to it. I mean, Houston will be favored. Houston will be the chalk there. But Chicago's certainly live in that series, you know.
Atlanta, Milwaukee, you said something about Woodruff running out of gas. So Woodruff runs out of gas. You got that other idiot. Was it Devin Williams? Breaks his hand celebrating in the celebration.
Yeah, Brewers are done.
Yeah, Braves are going to beat them. I think the Braves beat them.
I don't argue with that. Braves are the better team. You know.
Teddy. Yeah. All right, no. We'll keep people up to date with the baseball. Let's get into the football tomorrow night. Iowa. I asked Merrill if he thinks Iowa are really the fifth-ranked team in the country, the fifth-best team in the country. No, but here they are right now. I'm surprised about their lofty rankings, but their defense is solid. I've been telling people 26 consecutive games they've given up 24 or less points. Big time Friday night game here. We'll get Teddy's thoughts on the other side. We'll just start throwing games at him. If you want to ask him about a game, post in our chat or fire away on Twitter @SportsRage. And we'll just start throwing games at Teddy. But we'll get into the BYU-Utah State game for sure. Obviously, the Terps in Iowa. Michigan and Wisconsin. Hail to the victors. Are the Wolverines for real? Can they beat the Badgers and improve to 5-0? Can Blake Corum carry them the victory? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
It's the dumbest bet I ever heard of.
I disagree.
Oh, yeah, there's dumber bets. We got to scrap that soundbite, though, because it's a good clip, but during a restaurant, it sounds all loud and stuff. Scrap that one, Matthias. Scrap it. There's a story here on ESPN I want to get to later. It's nothing of great importance, but then Teddy will have zero opinion on this. Six NHL teams in need of a serious uniform redesign, Teddy. Teddy's like, what? I'm going to get into this after. We'll put that in, put that on the shelf a little bit later on. All right, let's just go rapid fire here and get into these games. Football, college football. I want to talk NFL football with Teddy as well. But I tell you, Teddy, I'm really enjoying this college season. I've been killing it this year, so I'm really loving it. FanDuel's actually got Ivy League football now up on Friday nights. So we got Houston and Tulsa. I don't know if that game intrigues you, Teddy. Iowa and Maryland, obviously, is the big time one here. Terps come in undefeated as well, plus 3.5, 47.5. I brought it up earlier, Teddy. Iowa's defense haven't given up more than 24 points in 26 games. What's your take on the Big Ten matchup?
So when's the last time you've seen Maryland step up big for a big-time game?
I don't know, like when Ralph Freed in the Orange Bowl and they lost.
Exactly. You know, I mean, they opened the season with wins over Texas a couple times. But I don't trust the Terps in the trend. Iowa's one of my favorite kind of college football teams, all right? The Hawkeyes might be the least sexy team in all of college football. All right.
Lunch pail.
They don't have the new hot hire as their head coach who knows how to talk to today's youth. All right. They don't compete for Big Ten titles. They don't send quarterbacks to the NFL. They don't blow teams out. They don't score easily. They don't put up high-flying offenses. And yet, go back and look. Year after year, decade after decade, they just cover point spreads, man. For instance, and again, it's not crazy, it's not gaudy, it's not 80% or 70%, but for instance, a solid, long-term 58, 60% guy. The betting markets are consistently undervaluing Iowa. Why? Because they're not sexy, and all they do is play defense. Now, certainly we're talking about, I mean, you talk about rankings. When you called Iowa the number five team in the country, I mean, that's laughable. Okay, it's laughable. But the rankings themselves are laughable. Recognize, no serious handicapper looks at rankings. No serious handicapper cares about rankings. The only time I care about rankings is when a team that isn't used to being ranked suddenly gets into the top 25 and then goes and plays on the road the next week, because they always lose.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only
use rankings to bet against, like, one of the best things in college basketball, isn't it? Oh, and the Kansas Jayhawks are now ranked number one on that Monday morning, and they're on Big 12 basketball Monday night. Like, the Monday that team always loses.
Yeah, but it's only as a bet against.
Yeah, but you say polls don't matter, but they do matter. In the real world, they matter. They don't matter to you. They matter for national champions. They matter, like, to get into the playoffs. You know what I mean? So there's a separation.
Yes.
What do you mean,
no?
Yeah? What do you mean yes and no? And right now, Teddy, like, who's in the Ducks, like, they're ranked third. Like, they just sort of cruise through now. They won't lose their spot. It matters to the teams at the top. I totally get what you're saying. The polls are garbage. They are garbage. I totally get that.
Well, they're worse than garbage.
Yeah, they don't mean that it's officially ranking, like, the best teams in order. But I'm saying they do matter to the teams themselves.
Yeah, but you're saying that, like, in base, like... So
it's like going to one of the big bowl games. Like, you're going to tell me you don't think a team gives a crap whether the university is going to make $15 million or nothing if they're ranked in the top 10 and 12 or whatever that crap is to go to the, you know, the New Year's Day bowl games and all that crap. Rankings matter to the ADs. I totally get the handicapping aspect of it, though.
Yeah.
You don't care about it.
So there are so many points here. But let's start with this. All right. Players ain't ADs, okay? Players are college kids, all right? They're not coaches, they're not ADs, they're not any of that, all right? Now, you remember Georgia playing in the bowl last year against Cincinnati? And Cincinnati gave them everything they could handle, and it was like Georgia didn't show up. Big-time teams don't show up for lots of games. You know.
And then
the school's making $10 million, and they still don't show up. You know, we were talking about it in baseball a little bit. You're like, well, the players themselves know they have to win this game. Yeah, but in this at-bat, it doesn't matter if it's must-win or not must-win. This batter's going against this hitter, you know,
right.
Or this pitcher. And it's not well, – it's all
the classic
micro
is, Teddy,
decisions.
The classic is, and you'll see it on the Saturdays, well, we have a big-time – not you know, we got a big-time upset here in which, you know, wow, the number 22 or whoever knocked off the number 9 – it's like, yeah, well, the number 22 team were actually home favorites, buddy, so it wasn't really a big upset, right? That's the idea where you're getting. That one gets me off into. It's like, well, it wasn't an upset. They were favorites.
So, I'm always, the advice that I try to give, because, again, there's so many newbies out there right now, so many beginning bettors, and so many bettors who have some experience but aren't necessarily yet profitable bettors, you know? Maybe they're trading money back and forth right now. You know, the one piece of advice I always try to give is try to throw out all the stuff that doesn't matter. You know, don't pay attention. There's so much information.
Yeah.
And rankings don't matter. You know, they don't matter even a little bit. When you talk about the coaches' polls, okay, literally, the lowest grad assistant has to fill that in. They have to fill it in on Saturday night after they've already played their game and done all their duties. And all they do is look at the final score. Any team that goes up, you know, anything that won gets pushed higher. Anything that falls gets pushed lower. It's literally not – the people who are voting in that poll aren't watching any of the games or looking at any of the box scores. Okay. It's the same story with their writers. All right. The writers' poll is the exact same thing. These guys who write – they're writing about one team. They're going to one game. That's the game they watch that day. Everything else is they go home. They've already done their duties. And now, oh, let's look at the final scores. And now we'll do the polls. I watch college football every Saturday from 9 in the morning till the last game's done. Sometimes I fall asleep for the last game, but most of the time I make it till 11 o'clock at night. It's a 14-hour day in front of the television. I have 4 separate sessions. I watch 3 games in each session, and I have 3 backup games. They become blowouts or something. So I'll get a piece of watching 24 games on your normal college football Saturday. But, you know, there's not a Saturday I don't watch at least 20. All right. I watch a ton more football than these guys do. I go through every box score, not one, not two, every one, every week. All right? So I know 1,000 times more about college football than literally any writer who's voting in the poll or any grad assistant who's voting in the poll. I don't want their numbers. I don't want that nonsense clogging up my brain. When I'm handicapping, I'm going to go, these are the notes I took about the teams last week. I read the last 2 weeks' worth of notes that I took about every team that I watched. And I go back and go through, do all my box score analysis. And that's how you hand it in. And then you're looking for quotes. And you're looking for step up, step down, this, that, the other. Rankings? Rankings will kill you, dude. They won't help you in any way.
Well, I think they could be used, though. I think the kids get caught up in them. Like I said, yeah. I don't think it could be from a positive stat. Like, it could be used as a tool to bet against, you know what I mean? But I'm sorry I brought it up. I wish I never brought it up. I wish I just would have said the game. Like, I just would have said Iowa. I would never would have said, do you think they're number? No. I never, like. It's all right, though. Teddy Rage. 47.5. What about the total? You know, I say you like Iowa. That's also the thing. Maryland, a lot of talent, cool uniforms and all that. It's a big step up here. It's one of these, you know, it's a situational spot. Iowa's been in big games before. Ferentz is coaching big games. Total 47.5. We got some lower totals this week. So what do you think about the total there?
Well, last time Maryland faced them, they were shut out. You know, and if I like the Iowa side, I ain't playing an over.
Yeah.
You know, the Hawkeyes, so, been the last time they gave up more than 24.
26 games ago.
I believe it was 2018.
26 games in a row.
By the way, they won that game. They won that game. They gave up 24. They gave up 28 to Nebraska, 131-28, but did not cover.
So a big, I just speak with Bovey earlier in the week. This game is interesting. I don't know, like, if the public's going to bet it, they'll be more into the Iowa-Maryland game. But big game here with BYU and Utah State. And I think we're getting a little value because Utah State got pasted last week against Boise. It's 9.5 right now.
Yeah, though the problem is the way that Utah State got pasted. All right? Because they were blown off the line of scrimmage in that game. And if there's one area, remember, these BYU kids aren't kids. They're grown men. You know, they're back from missions. They're, you know, every other kid, you know, the kids, the sophomores who are playing are 18, 19 years old. At BYU, the sophomores who are playing are 21, 22 years old. You know, and they get older from that. So they're bigger, more physical, more mature, and that may well be a problem.
Utah State's a Mormon school too, though.
Yes, but I don't think everybody goes on missions the way they do. I mean,
not as hardcore. Right.
Yeah, it's not like, you know. I worry about Utah State in the chat. This is one that I would rather watch, you know, be doing live betting on than make a bet pre.
Yeah.
If Utah State can hang in the trenches, they'll battle that team. They'll battle them down the wire. They might even be better than them. But if they can't, it'll be just like last week. BYU will win like 24-3, and that'll be that.
Teddy covers, kicking it with us. Michigan, Wisconsin, number 1.5 now. Oh, 2.5, my bad. 2.5. So it's popping back up here. Wisconsin, -2.5, total 43.5. Incredibly low number here total as far as the total. What do you think of the Michigan Wolverines and the Badgers, Teddy?
So if I was a Michigan fan, I'd be terrified of this game.
I'm terrified of every game as a Michigan fan.
But maybe, hey, Michigan, this is as well as Michigan has played.
Yes.
You know, in the Harbaugh era, these four games are the best four-game stretch that I've seen the Wolverines play. Agree or not?
Yeah, they look well-coached, crisp, fast. You know what I mean? Sure. Just everything.
And,
you're right.
And even dating back to the Brady Hoke era and the Rich Rodriguez era, this is probably the best Michigan has looked, the best four-game stretch for the Wolverines since Lloyd Carr was their head coach. Right. It's been a while.
They've never had a ground game for years. It's embarrassment. I was thinking about it the other day, like running backs, like I guess Mike Hart, sort of last guy. Right? You know what I mean? Like Mike Hart, we had touchdown Tim, Piak Makutu, but I'm thinking back like, dude, remember, like, you know, Tony Bowles, Leroy Horde, you know what I mean? Like, you know, this used to be, like, we used to have running backs all the time. Good running backs. Big-time running backs. Jared Bunch, you know what I'm saying? Like, guys, you know, big-time backs and stuff. And they haven't had that, but nice with Reddick and Corum. They got a nice Corum kid's explosive and strong.
I just like you trying to say Tim Biakabatuka.
Yeah. Touchdown Tim.
Well, that was, I mean, with that backfield with Wheatley and Biakabatuka was insane. You know, that was a really good
Tyrone Wheatley. Yeah, Tyrone Wheatley.
That was
John Vaughn going back. We can go on and on. Exactly.
So anyhow, Michigan against Wisconsin last year. Let's see. Wisconsin 49, Michigan 11. That was at the Big House. The year before, that was the big. I remember Michigan looked good to open that season, and they went to Wisconsin, and the Badgers were all.
Yeah, they couldn't punch it in from like the 3 yard line in that game, like four times or something. I remember that game.
35-14, and I remember having a big bet on Michigan that day.
It got away from them. Remember, it was closer, and it got away from them in that game.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. All I know is they had a big bet, and it was bad.
And now you got Wisconsin coming off the loss against Notre Dame. I already lost to Penn State.
Remember, that game's 13-10. Wisconsin's leading in the fourth quarter. I mean, again, if you didn't watch the game, if you just looked at the final score, I heard multiple people saying, oh, yeah, Notre Dame blew out Wisconsin. It's like, yeah, clearly. Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to the voice of authority, actionable insights, and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
In other words,
information you can take to the bank. Stay tuned for more sports gaming strategies that are as
good as gold.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenzi. All right. We went on the poll rampage. Man, the time just flew by. Quick as 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Teddy covers with his Wager Talk. You want more Teddy, go to Wager Talk. Tune in right here Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. Eastern time as well. But Teddy's on daily over at WagerTalk.com, Wager Talk TV. So, Teddy, I'll just throw you the floor here. If you can, give us one NFL game you like, one college game you like, instead of me rattling off games.
Sure, and it's worth noting that I am now doing a show right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network both Saturday and Sunday morning.
And Sundays. All right.
Yes, you catch a one-hour show each of those days early in the morning. Of course, you can catch it on podcast as well. So I was just talking to you off-air about this Western Kentucky versus Michigan State game, so that's what's on my mind. Let's talk about the Hilltoppers. Want to talk about a flat spot for Sparty, you know? Coming off the Nebraska win, wild, down-to-the-wire game where they didn't get a single first down in the entire second half. And now they have, this Western Kentucky team this week. Up next for Sparty, first Big Ten road game, you know, her second Big Ten road game. So it's not a spot where I'm convinced we're going to get their best effort. And West Kentucky, man, they're a backdoor waiting to happen. Cashed two backdoor tickets with them already. One at Army, one against Indiana last week. I think they'll chuck the football around against Spartan defense. I think they'll hang around in that ball game. So
getting 11.5
for Saturday. And for Sunday, can KC really lay a touchdown?
Are the Chiefs if there's ever a spot, are they going to do it?
Doesn't matter.
Going back to Philly? I know.
We're talking.
I'm betting against them every week.
1 point like spread their last 13 games. All right, once, but they don't a point spread during that span. They're just an overvalued commodity. They can't get stops, and they're laying points on the road again this week. Fill your pass.
Fly Eagles, fly, fly Teddy, fly Teddy.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at Chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.